This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And Tesla CEO Elon Musk said 2019 would bring an affordable electric car built in a new China factory, bringing us all one step closer to a mainstream Model 3 electric vehicle. But are investors finally hitting the brakes on such enthusiasm? Where Tesla stands so far this year and where it's going after these tech headlines. A new player is about to enter the crowded U.S. wireless market. It will pitch monthly unlimited data that costs half as much as rivals. Skeptical? Okay, fine. There is a catch. It is a cable TV company. Altice USA is ready to launch a mobile service. It's likely to cost between $20 and $30 a phone. And this summer, it will join Comcast and Charter Communications in trying to undercut wireless carriers, since cord cutting shows no signs of stopping anytime soon. The new service, likely to be called Altice Mobile, will run on Sprint's mobile network and relies on customers' in-home Wi-Fi and the company's network of hotspots throughout urban markets. The company plans to test the service with its employees in the coming weeks. The Wall Street Journal's Sarah Krauss has more at WSJ.com. Walmart is hiring a former executive from Amazon and Alphabet's Google to lead global technology. This creates a new senior role as the world's biggest retailer ramps up its efforts to take on Amazon. Suresh Kumar will become Walmart's Global Chief Tech Officer and Chief Development Officer starting in July. This comes as Walmart becomes an increasingly tech-focused company with big efforts in buying up e-commerce startups, investing heavily to boost online sales, adding more grocery delivery options, and working to ramp up its digital ad revenue. And if you're an Uber driver looking for extra cash, how about house flipping? Because real estate firms are now recruiting drivers to help them find derelict properties to buy and sell fast. One option, Quarry, a company that hires drivers to identify houses on their routes that the real estate firm can buy and quickly sell for a profit. Driver's compensation varies by firm, from a sales commission to a fee for each productive lead. The Atlanta-based Quarry pays drivers up to $1,500 per referral that leads to a purchase. And the Journal says this new union between temporary workers like ride-hailing drivers and property speculation isn't as improbable as it might seem. As the institutionalization of house flipping has grown, so has the industry's demand for cheap labor to help it expand even further. Coming up, Tesla sets high stakes to bring the masses the first affordable electric car. Are investors still with the program? And what the rest of 2019 has in store? '19 was poised to be a big year for electric car maker Tesla. CEO Elon Musk said the year would bring an affordable electric car built in a new factory in China, among other things. The future looked bright. The Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins explains.
Elon Musk, the CEO, thought that 2019 was going to be a banner year for the company on the back of the Model 3, this compact car that's supposed to remake Tesla as a more mainstream automaker with this vision of bringing electrification, the electric vehicle, to the masses.
But then came a dose of reality in the form of the first quarter.
Sales of Tesla vehicles plummeted compared to the fourth quarter. And then we saw really a push by Tesla to lower the prices of its vehicles in a really dramatic way on multiple occasions, which raised the question, is there demand for the Model 3 at the previous expectations? Has Tesla reached the ceiling of people willing to spend a lot of money for a small car? And that's the question that's really hanging over Tesla as we look ahead to this year. We've seen Tesla's shares drop below the $200 mark, really underscoring the uncertainty in the investor's mind about where this company is going.
And as is the case with most things, China is a huge symbol of growth and a huge symbol of challenge.
Tesla's results for the past year or so, China being its second largest market behind the U.S., this is where a lot of the growth has been coming. The challenge is that because Tesla makes its vehicles in California and ships them to China, those vehicles are more expensive because of tariffs. The company has said they expect to deliver between 360,000 and 400,000 vehicles this year, likely meaning that they would build many more. And the Model 3 is aimed at a more mainstream buyer. They believe they need a factory on the ground to make those vehicles for the customers that they want to sell them to.
If you think you've seen this movie before, you're probably right. But ultimately, no one is counting Tesla out just yet, least of all Tesla.
It has come close to the end many times, and yet Elon Musk has been able to figure out how to pull it out, oftentimes at the last minute. And that's part of the charm of the company, but it's also part of the reason why you see a growing chorus of people who are betting against the company, because they question whether the company can continue to have those close calls.
Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins covers all things Tesla at WSJ.com. Wrapping up the tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.